Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. When ragtime music first became popular in the early 1900s, people called it vulgar, filthy, and all kinds of horrible names that have since been pinned on other popular music. Ragtime was originally played in bars, saloons, and other places people looked down on, so they associated the music with the surroundings. But piano rags are pretty innocent. They follow almost the same form as marches. Usually, there's a little introduction. Then comes the first tune, or theme. That theme repeats, and then comes the second theme, which also repeats. If you call the first tune A and the second tune B, so far we have A-A-B-B, two themes both repeated. But if you're expecting C-C to follow, you're going to have to wait. Recognize that? It's the A theme back again. But this time it doesn't repeat. So after A-A-B-B-A, we finally get to C. Then the C theme repeats, making A-A-B-B-A-C-C. What do you think is going to happen next? That's the fourth and final theme. It repeats too, which makes the form of a rag A-A-B-B-A-C-C-D-D. Ragtime music is syncopated. That means the accents in the melody are shifted away from the strong beats in the bass line underneath, making a ragged sound. It may originally have been called ragged time. The word rag also means tease, and ragtime music loves to tease you with unexpected rhythms and notes. Ragtime combined African rhythms brought to the United States by slaves with musical forms brought here from Europe, so it's truly African American. Turpin was known as the father of St. Louis ragtime. His Harlem Rag was the first ragtime composition published in the United States by a black composer. A ragtime composer who actually performed in Harlem, in New York City, was James Reese Europe. James Europe also brought ragtime to the continent of Europe. As a lieutenant in World War I, he directed a band for the first African-American troops sent to France. Another famous ragtime composer grew up in Baltimore. Ubie Blake was the son of former slaves. His first rag was originally called Sounds of Africa. Then he changed the title to Charleston Rag. Tom Turpin may have been the father of St. Louis rag, but there were three composers known as the fathers of ragtime music, period. Number two was a student of Scott Joplin's called James Scott, who wrote The Great Scott Rag. You suppose he named the piece after himself or after his teacher? By the time the third father of ragtime came along, rags were not just being composed by African Americans. Joseph Lamb was white. He taught himself to play by watching his sisters practice the piano. Of course, course, the most famous of all rags is by the first father of ragtime, Scott Joplin, his Maple Leaf Rag. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next time for classical music made famous by the movies on Classics for Kids.